Good evening, this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Have you ever seen a woodblock print? And most of you will probably answer yes, of course, to this question. But I wonder. Perhaps you believe that you already know something about Japanese woodblock prints. Perhaps you've been to exhibitions where you've seen some of the most famous ones. But if so, the beauty of the prints was actually hidden from you. Prints shouldn't be seen through the glass of a frame hanging on the wall. But it's not just the glass that is the problem. Here's a little quiz. What do you think? Is this a woodblock print, or is it perhaps a color copy? Actually, here in this very bright and modern TV studio, it's very difficult to tell. These problems, the frames, the lighting, under these conditions, we cannot see the beauty of woodblock prints. In order to do that, we have to take a time slip. Think back to the Meiji era, or before that, to Edo time. There were no such things as glass frames in those days. When somebody wanted to look at a print, they took it out of storage and held it in their hand. And the lighting! Of course there were no artificial lights in the rooms in those days. All the illumination came from either a window, through shoji screens, or in the evening, from a soft lantern. This illumination always came into the room in a horizontal direction, never from overhead like our modern lights. And look at the difference such a change makes in that image we saw before. Yes, now you can answer that quiz. Of course, this is a woodblock print. Look at the rich texture of the paper. Look at the three-dimensional feeling created by the pressure of the baron. Look at the beautiful way that the pigment blends into the body of the paper. This is a real Japanese woodblock print. Of course, it is a picture, but it is so much more than a picture. It is a beautiful object. But these things are only visible if we look at the print close up and under soft light. Meiji people knew this naturally. Modern Japanese have forgotten it. Each time I have an exhibition, I explain some of these things. And frequently have the experience of people coming up to me and thanking me for preserving our tradition. But what does it mean to preserve a tradition? Let's think of the world of music for a moment. The world of Mozart, for example. Do we think of Mozart's music as traditional? Even though his music was composed hundreds of years ago, nobody would ever call it traditional Mozart music. The reason is that his music is and has been continually in use. People play it for pleasure. They play it professionally. In concerts, on CDs, his music is everywhere. It is a genre of music. Imagine the art world as a large building with many floors and many, many rooms. There are many genres of art, and in each of these rooms, people are enjoying some particular kind. Here is Da Vinci. Over here is Nihonga. Some rooms are wide and crowded, and some are small, nearly empty. In some cases, the door is closed. Perhaps the key is lost. This is my job. I am at the doorway of the Japanese woodblock print room, and I want to invite you in and show you that forgotten beauty of Japanese woodblock prints. How is it that I, who grew up overseas with no connection with Japanese culture at all when I was young, can recognize these things? It is because I was never told what to see or what to think about prints, but had to discover these things for myself. When I was a young student, I had no interest in art at all. I was terrible. When I became an adult, I worked as a business manager. Again, no connection at all with art or with Japan. But one day, I had a chance to see some Japanese woodblock prints in a small gallery. That gallery understood what I mentioned before about the proper way to display prints, and they looked beautiful. I was captivated and became determined to try and make some for myself. That was 30 years ago. I had no teacher, no guidebook, nothing at all to show me what to do. I understood nothing about woodblock prints. Of course, the first ones I made were terrible. But I became more and more interested, and I decided, let's go to Japan and see what I can do about learning how to make them better. After coming to this country, I was able to get occasional advice from craftsmen, but for the most part, I've worked alone. I have no sensei. But I do, in one sense. I take as my models the best prints of the past. the craftsmen of long ago, the men who made those beautiful prints that we now treasure, those men are my teachers. Let me try and explain. Look at this. It is a print I made a few years ago, a reproduction of a Meiji-era kuchiye, a magazine illustration. When I made it, I was very proud of it. The carving is very fine, and the colors are printed with great delicacy. If I show you just this print, you would think that it is very well made, and that I am a very fine printmaker. But I also have to show you this one. This is the original, the one made in Meiji time. Mine is beautifully made, but this one is incredible. Look at the hair. Look at how much more character they have than the ones I carved. This man was a real master craftsman. I look at such prints every day. These prints, and the men who made them, these are my teachers. Even though these craftsmen have been gone for a century, they still live in my workshop, and I hear these voices whenever I sit down to work. Whenever I might say to myself, that's good enough, the customers these days never know the difference. I remember those men. I remember them watching me, and I try to work to the standard that they would demand. Who cares what the customers know? You can tell the difference, can't you? I'm 57 now. Realistically speaking, I will never be able to reach their level. They were specialists. The carvers only carved, the printers only printed. I do both. To produce prints of the same quality as they did, it's a very high mountain that I am climbing. Here in Japan these days, we are in one of those eras when society is changing rapidly. Many people are searching for meaning in their lives. Let me tell you something about the meaning in my work. Most of you probably have a basic idea of how woodblock prints are made. You know that each color is applied to the print from a separate woodblock. To make this print required 30 impressions from the woodblocks in order to produce all the different tones, one color at a time, for 30 times. Now, I made 200 copies of this print, so for each and every one of those 200 sheets, one color, the next color, and again for 30 times. It sounds like work for a robot. It must be the most boring job in the world, don't you think? It is no such thing. The entire process to carve all the blocks and print all the copies took me about 2 months. But I could see, all the way through those long 2 months of work, I could see the finished product, a stack of 200 of those beautiful prints. They are made on Echizen Hosho Washi, one of the best papers on this planet, and they will last for hundreds of years. Think of it, for each and every one of those 200 sheets, hundreds of years of pleasure for generations of people yet unborn. All for my investment of 2 months of peaceful work. I have the best job in Japan. That art building I talked about earlier with many rooms. I can't do it all by myself, but together we could do some renovation. We could knock down some walls and make a wide room in which many people would be able to enjoy the wonderful beauty of Japanese woodblock prints. That is my next challenge. Thank you, everybody, and good night.